Fiona Kelly is here with what it says in the papers.
Petrol prices now at lowest level in more than a year. That's the lead headline on the front of today's Irish Independent, which reports that there is some winter respite for hard-hit fuel customers as the cost of diesel and home heating oil also decreases. Charlie Weston reports that petrol prices have dropped by almost 10% in the last month, which is now the lowest they've been since September 2021, while diesel has fallen by 22% in the past month. The Belfast Telegraph also leads today with news about the drop in petrol and diesel prices in Northern Ireland, with prices there roughly the same as they were last February when Russia invaded Ukraine. The Irish Times and Irish Daily Mail both lead with concerns amongst Green Party TDs and ministers about the government's plan to limit the ability of community groups to object to planning applications. It's understood that ministers Catherine Martin and Roderick O'Gorman both raised concerns yesterday over aspects of the new planning bill related to reform of the judicial review process. The Regency Hotel murder trial continues to provide the Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun with their lead stories this morning. The headlines in all three papers focus on Jonathan Dowdall's claim yesterday that Gerry Hutch's nephews, Gary and Patrick Hutch, sparked the feud with the Kinahans when they hatched a plot to kill Daniel Kinahan. For its lead story, the Irish Examiner leads with the death of 51-year-old Gobnach Ní Huama, who died in a road collision in the West Cork village of Béal Ótha an Ghuaraigh in the early hours of yesterday morning. Gobnach had attended a funeral in the village earlier in the day and was leaving a premises at around 1 a.m. when a car collided with herself and a number of other people. David Forsyth reports that the driver of the car was arrested and taken to Bandon Garda station. The sentencing of a 42-year-old woman from Larne in County Antrim to at least 20 years in prison for the murder in 2020 of her 2-year-old son and the attempted murder of her 11-month-old son generates the lead story in the Irish News. Back on the front of the Times, there's a picture there of an emotional Cathy Wheatley from the Irish Families Through Surrogacy group, surrounded by other campaigners at government buildings yesterday following the government's approval of new measures to regulate surrogacy. The proportion of school leavers from poorer backgrounds who secured places in college has dropped this year following a return to the traditional Leaving Cert exam. That's also in the front of today's Times, which in common with The Independent and Examiner publishes the annual Feeder Schools supplement today. And finally, Argentina's win over Croatia in last night's World Cup semi-finals is the sports story with the feel-good factor this morning. Lionel Messi's performance inspires all of the headlines and pictures. Messi weaves more World Cup magic is the headline in the Times. It's different class in the Examiner. Lionel, yes, in the Mirror. The star opts for the Messiah, and alongside a lovely picture of him blowing a kiss to his fans, the Independent runs with the caption, "Sealed with a kiss."